Always a blessing to come on the prayer experience. Always a blessing to see that we are all here to do one thing, to see the kingdom of God come and his will being done on planet Earth. It's a Saturday evening here in the United Kingdom. Wherever you are, I welcome you to the prayer experience. Please share this video, let family, friends, and people that you know, people in your circle of influence, let them know that it is time to pray. Also, please subscribe to Daily Talks Media UK channel on YouTube. Let's ramp up the number of subscribers to this YouTube channel. When you subscribe, then it's easy. The minute we go live, you get a ping on your phone or on your device that tells you that we are live. Okay, also connect with us live. Leave your prayer request, praise report, and also your comment. Put something down. Let know what the Lord's been saying to you. We want to share in that blessing. Okay, also, we have the prayer experience hotline. It's available there. Make use of it. Or you can pass that detail, those details across to somebody else who you think might benefit from giving us a call, and we can pray or possibly just talk with that individual. Okay, just to remind us that today is the first day of July. It's been in our heart that we will dedicate the entire month of July to a time of praying and fasting. Don't be put off by the 30 days that we said. You can pray and seek the Lord to tell you, how many days, Lord, do you want me to fast? How often do you want me to fast? What do you want me to fast? You know, you can take time out to say, I'm going to just give up something, give up food or give up a particular delicacy or something in my life. Give up going to the movies, watching TV. Give up something in the month of July to just wait upon the Lord to seek him. Look at that scripture in Joel chapter 1 and verse 14. It's a consecrated fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. That's what we're going to do this month. And please feel free to join us at 9 p.m. I think we've got some details out there. You can look at it, how you can be a part of the Zoom prayer meeting, 15, 20 minutes on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. It's a lot of information, I'm aware of that, but just check the Daily Talks media channel later and all the information you need will be there. What we really want to see God move like never before. Before we get into prayer, let's go into Thanksgiving. And the scripture we're using for Thanksgiving today is in Psalm 36 and verse 5. It says, your unfailing love, O God, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. What I want to emphasize there is the faithfulness of God. That we want to thank God. This is the 1st of July. Can you imagine? Where has the year gone already? January, February, March, April, May, June. All gone. 2023, first part of the year is gone. But God has been faithful to us. Wherever you are, can we give thanks together to the Lord for preserving us, for keeping us, for watching over us, for taking care of us, providing, meeting every need, healing, delivering, and salvation so far in the year 2023. Can we pray together? Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to just come to you today in thanksgiving. We want to thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness that reaches beyond the clouds. We want to thank you for your love, for your kindness, for your mercies, for your grace, for your patience with us in those times when we miss it sometimes and we're stubborn and disobedient. You don't cast us away. You're still loving. You're still kind. You're still merciful. That's who you are. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you for our family members. Thank you for friends. Thank you for loved ones. Thank you for our local church, wherever we are part of a local church. Thank you for our pastoral leaders. Thank you for elders and deacons, whatever they are, people in leadership in our local church. Thank you for everyone within our workplaces, for those of us who physically go to work. We want to thank you, Lord, for everybody in our lives. We give you praise and we just honor your name forever. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted, Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. The inspired word that I want to bring today, I'm mindful of the fact that in case you missed my opening greetings, we started a 30 days prayer and fasting today. And because God stirred in our heart to seek him, God stirred in our heart that we spend more time. This is the middle of the year. This is the middle of 2023. Before you know it, the year is gone. And God says, hey, I've got things I still want to do. But if you will seek me, you will make it faster. If you will seek me, you will release my power. If you will seek me, then I can do quickly the things which I plan to do. If you will seek me, then the enemy will not be able to stop my plan and purpose for your life. So that's why we're getting into this prayer and fasting. Let's look at that scripture. It's time to seek the Lord. Look at the scripture that we are going to read in a minute now. In Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12, he said, I said, plant the good seeds of righteousness. You will reap and you will harvest a crop of love. Plow the land, the hard ground of your heart. Plow the hard ground of your heart. For now, that's the key verse. That's the key phrase in that verse. For now is the time to seek the Lord, that he may come and shower righteousness upon you. And my encouraging word for every one of us on the prayer experience community is, will we buy into this vision? Will we buy into this inspiration? Will we connect with what the Spirit of the Lord is stirring us on this platform to do, which is, it is time to seek the Lord. This is the time to seek the Lord, to pursue after God, to seek him. Why do we need to seek him? He says that he will come and he will rain righteousness upon the land. When we seek God, there is a response from heaven. His power is released. His glory is released. His favor is released. There are some things that won't happen until we seek the Lord. We have a role to play in God's grand scheme of things. Some people think, I don't need to do anything. I just sit down, fold my hands, cross my legs, and God will do the rest. Yeah, there are some things God will do for us. We don't need to do anything about it. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that we need to come into the place of prayer and intercession. When he says it is time to seek the Lord, he's talking about prayer and intercession. Prayer and intercession for our nation, prayer and intercession for our political leaders, prayer and intercession for our schools and our governing councils of educational institutions, prayer and fasting for the will of God to be done in our families, in our homes, in the lives of our children, praying and fasting that God will move in our local churches. We want to see more people come to know Jesus. We want to see more people give their hearts to Jesus. That's what we desire and we want to see. When we seek the Lord in prayer and in fasting, he responds. He responds. He releases his power. He releases grace and glory. That's what we want to see in the remaining part of this year, that God will move like never before, that as we seek him in this month of July, take a day aside, maybe take a day each week or take 2 days each week. Pray, fast, seek the Lord. Spend some more time in prayer and in intercession and see what difference that's going to make, even in relation to your health, relation to your finances, relation to things in your personal life. You know, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things will be added unto you. When we seek God's face and we seek his purpose and we seek his kingdom and we pray out what is the will of the Father, God says that we will be surprised. There are things in our lives that will begin to fall in place because we seek God's kingdom first. Then all other things are added unto us. Let's have a moment of reflection. And I want us to just consecrate our hearts, consecrate our minds, consecrate our thoughts to the Lord at this time and say, God, I'm going to seek you in the month of July. I'm going to seek you. I'm going to have to wake up early in the morning to seek you, or I'm going to have to stay late at night, depending on what works for me. I'm going to have to go somewhere during the day to just seek your face, to cry out to you. I need to seek your face. Lord, will you help me? Lord, let your hand be upon me. Can we pray that together for one another? Heavenly Father, here we are as intercessors on this platform. We want to dedicate the month of July to you as the Prayer Experience community. We want to set aside time to pray, to cause your will to be done, to cause your purposes to be fulfilled, to say, Lord, will you have your way? Lord, will you move? Lord, this is our heart desire. Will you teach us, teach each and every one of us on this Prayer Experience community platform? Teach us how to wait upon you successfully. Lord, we come against every distraction. We come against things that will just come up all of a sudden to distract us, take our minds away from what you want us to do. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over the enemy. We take authority over the powers of darkness. They will not be able to hinder what you want to do in this time and in this season, in our lives, in and through us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Today, we're just going to pray for the church, the body of Christ. And wherever you are, Pakistan, India, Burundi, United Kingdom, Canada, United States, wherever you are, will you pray for the church in your nation? Pray for the church in your community. Pray for the body of Christ. Pray that God's will be done and his purposes be fulfilled. The first thing we're going to do is pray God's blessing upon the local church. God's blessing upon the local church everywhere. Look at this scripture. Psalm 84 verse 7. It said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Zion is a type of the church. Zion in the Old Testament is a type of the church in the New Testament. And as we pray that people will go from strength to strength, that every time people show up in the local church, strength will be added unto them. Blessing will be added. Wisdom will be added. Grace will be added. We want to pray for the outpouring and the release of God's grace and power upon the local church in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray with me wherever you are. Father, we want to lift up the local church to you. We want to pray for the local church. We pray for the local church everywhere, the local church in the United Kingdom, the local church across our nation. We want to pray for the local church in the Philippines, in India, in Pakistan. Some of them continue to meet even under very difficult circumstances, under extremely difficult situations. They still meet in spite of circumstances that they face. We want to pray your blessing over the local church, Lord. Even in Iran, where we have the underground church in Iran, the persecuted church in Iran, we want to pray your blessing over the local church in Iran, in Afghanistan, in those countries, Lord, where they suffer great persecution. We pray your hand of blessing. We pray your hand of grace upon the local church. Will you pour out your blessing? We do remember the United Kingdom as well, the church in the Midlands, the church in the Northwest, the church in the South, the church in the East, the church in Wales, the church in Scotland and in England. We pray outpouring of grace and glory, outpouring of your blessing, outpouring of your spirit, that, Lord, you will make a way where there seems to be no way. We pray for everyone, Lord. We just pray for the services that will take place tomorrow all over the place. So many people have the opportunity to go into church on a Sunday morning. We pray for your blessing over them. We pray for your increase over them. We pray that God's hand will be revealed. We pray that the word that will come forth will bring salvation, healing, and deliverance. Will you have your way, Lord? Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want us to pray for leadership within the body of Christ. I want us to pray for church leaders, pray for pastors, evangelists, pray for prophets, pray for teachers, pray for apostles. I know some of these ministry offices. A lot of us, we don't see them in our local church. But in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it says he gave some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, you know, and these are not the only classification of leadership in the church. There are all kinds of things, people who serve with the children ministry, who serve the men's ministry, who serve the women ministry, people who do Sunday school, people who lead in different forms, community outreach, all kinds of responsibility. Want to pray for leadership in the body of Christ. Look at this scripture in the book of Acts chapter 6, verse 3. You say, and so, brother, select 7 men who are well respected and are full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then we apostles, we can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word. That's verse 4. We can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word. I want us to pray that leadership in the church at this time, as God is stirring our hearts in the prayer experience community, that across the body of Christ, God will begin to stir the hearts of leadership, that we'll begin to see churches dedicate 7 days of prayer and fasting, 10 days of prayer and fasting, 20 days of prayer and fasting. There will be a call to prayer, a call to fasting. Jesus said, this kind goeth not forth except by prayer and fasting. There's some things that will not change except we add fasting to it. Can we pray for the church? Father, we pray for leadership in the body of Christ, that there will be a stirring of heart, that there will be a motivation, there will be the leading of the Spirit, that there will be grace released upon the church to pray, to seek God's face, to fast, to wait upon the Lord. Your word says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength, mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. We want to see the church of Jesus soar like eagles, mount up with wings as eagles, ride over the storm, ride over the mountains, ride over circumstances. We want to see victory. We want to see triumph in the church. We want to see your strength made available to the body of Christ. We cry out, Lord, to you today. Make that happen, particularly among leadership, among the board of leadership, that, Lord, your hand will be upon leadership within the church. It will not just all be head knowledge. It will not just be all human wisdom, but your Spirit will be leading the church in the direction you want the church to go. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 2 quick prayer points before we go. I want us to pray for youth and children workers, particularly people who work with children, people who work with young adults, teenagers. I want us to pray for this category of people. What an amazing job they're doing. Sunday school teachers for children, what an incredible job they are doing, raising the foundation of the next generation. Look at this scripture. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Can we pray, Lord, will you help our workers, people who work with our children in the body of Christ, youth workers, young adult workers, we pray for them, energize them, strengthen them, help them to be able to train our children in the way that they should go. We know parents have responsibility. We know there are other people in the family that have responsibility to help train the children. But the people who work within the local church ministry, what an incredible job they are doing. Many of us have our first encounters with the Lord, with the Bible, knowing scriptures, knowing about David and Goliath, Samson and Nebuchadnezzar and the Hebrew boys and the fire, all came through Bible stories in church. We want to pray that, Lord, we will see an escalation of grace, escalation of anointing upon youth and children workers in the local church. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Finally, I want us to pray for healing. I want us to pray for healing within the local church. A lot of Christians that are unwell, so many dealing with one infirmity or the other within the church, within the body of Christ. You can think about your local church and you know 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people that need the healing power of God. And we're going to pray. Let there be a healing revival. Let there be a move of healing. Let there be a wave of healing. Let there be the power of God to heal in the mighty name of Jesus. In James chapter 5, verse 15, it says, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. We want to pray earlier on. It says, is any sick? Let them call for the elders of the church. In other words, God's will is that as we pray for the sick, it says the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. We want to pray that the power of God will back up our prayers for the sick. We're going to see recovery. We're going to see deliverance. We're going to see people set free from tuberculosis, from all forms of cancer, all forms of growth in the body, all forms of heart disease, liver disease, all kinds of infection. We come against them in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of infirmity in the church, in the body of Christ. We come against the enemy. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, doing good, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Lord, will you heal all in the church? Lord, yes, you can. We release our faith for that. Even on this platform today, in the prayer experience community, for every one of our intercessors that needs your healing power, will you touch them in the mighty name of Jesus? We rebuke infirmity, we rebuke diseases, and we pray that there be manifestation of healing through the anointing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's give thanks to God for hearing our prayers today. Thank you, because you always hear us when we pray. We have not just come for another religious exercise. We've come because we believe, we know you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Father, thank you. Thank you that we have this time to pray and seek your face. We give you glory. We honor your name forever in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for praying with us. We really do appreciate you. Remember, today is day one of our prayer and fasting. We've still got 29 more days to go. And every day we'll be praying along those lines. And also at night, 9 p.m. on Zoom, go to the Daily Talks Media channel. You will find the direction on how to join us UK time on Zoom. Sorry, did I say every night? Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, we'll be praying on Zoom. Feel free to join us and let's seek God's face together. We're going to be back tomorrow. It's 6 p.m. Remember, it's a Sunday. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye. I am